Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We are always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube too at the Team 980. We'll get back to the Commanders coming up at 6 o'clock. Our pick 6 at 6. We'll hear from Dan Quinn and more. Dietrich Wise, Commanders defensive lineman, at 6:30. Right now, though, our one Commanders turn away today goes to a story that we talked about yesterday. One of the writers of it, or the writer of it, joins us now. Taylor Lyons, a sports reporter for the Baltimore Sun, and he has spent the last couple of weeks and really probably last month and change diving into what the heck happened at the University of Maryland, where, of course, Kevin Willard ultimately exited as the men's basketball coach. Damon Evans also exiting as the athletic director, and found some interesting stuff. So, Taylor, appreciate your time. Great work, first of all, and thanks for joining us.
Yeah, of course. What's going on? Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, no, thank you. And let me start off here, Taylor. Like, you obviously knew a lot, as many of us did, going into this based off what was said in public. Like, so much of this played out publicly, which in some ways was the issue at hand here. So what ultimately did you find that you felt was new and important as you started to dive into this story?
Yeah, so I don't think I was breaking any news by saying Kevin Willard and Damon Evans didn't like each other. I think that was pretty well known.
Right.
I think the thing that surprised me, though, was how far back this went and just the overall scope of it. I mean, the very first quote in the story from Harry Geller, who ran NIL for the Maryland men's basketball team, said that Willard was unhappy, you know, from the first week he met him in 2022. He said, Willard said, his first week on the job, I've never seen a place that cares less about winning in basketball than Maryland. And then, you know, that kind of festers over the next 3 or so years. And there were points where it kind of bubbled up and became public. I mean, Damon Evans back this past January went on the radio and said, hey, Kevin, you got to start winning some more road games. And that kind of agitated Kevin a little bit. And then obviously the infamous press conference right before the NCAA tournament where Willard kind of divulges Evans' plans. He said he's probably going to SMU. No one knew that at the time. Even, you know, those Evans' closest allies in the athletic department didn't know that. So led to a really, you know, kind of messy kind of falling out that I kind of described in the piece, that, you know, that frustration that bubbled over the 3 years Willard was in College Park and finally kind of spilled over for everyone to see.
So what I think is interesting about the piece, Taylor, there's a lot of interesting things in the piece, but one of the things that in terms of that relationship is funny, interesting, weird, is that there's a lot of folks, or at least a couple folks that you cite, that think Willard would have stayed if Evans had stayed. Is that a fair, like, did I read that correctly? That even though these two did not like each other and did not get along, that it was still in some ways a very productive, even if not beneficial for either of their health, productive relationship, and perhaps Willard would still be at Maryland if Evans was still the AD?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I would kind of push back maybe a little bit on, I think the quote you're referencing from the one booster who I spoke with, who, you know, met with athletic department officials regularly. He said that, you know, he thought Willard would stay if Damon had also stayed, like you just mentioned. I think I would kind of push back on that. I think Willard had kind of been looking for an exit for a little bit, and so had Damon Evans. So, you know, he did say in the tournament that, you know, I don't have anyone to negotiate with. I don't have anyone to negotiate a new deal with. I need this, this, and this, and I don't have anyone to talk to for it. So, yeah, I don't know. I think they had both been kind of looking at their own exit strategies for, you know, probably dating back a few months, maybe even years, who's to say. But, I don't know if Willard would have stayed even if Damon did.
Gotcha. So the quote accurate, the whether or not that person is actually correct in their assessment, that is at the very least up for debate. Taylor Lyons, sports reporter for the Baltimore Sun, with us here on the Hoffman Show. So when you look at the types of things that Willard was complaining about and why he said that incredibly damning quote that you already referenced of, I've never seen a place that cares about winning less than the University of Maryland. Like, does he have valid complaints here about what Maryland wants to be as a basketball program and what the reality is? Or is this a coach who, for whatever reason, just didn't like it and was looking for reasons to complain?
I think it's a little bit of all that. I think it's yes and no. I think some of his complaints were valid. I think the biggest thing that everyone kind of points to is that night in New York back in December when the Terps played Syracuse in Brooklyn, and he was told that his team wasn't allowed to stay overnight in New York an extra night because it cost too much. So, I mean, there were examples like that over the 3 years that, you know, certainly made those complaints valid. But also, I think Willard was just a guy who asked for more and more. You know, most of those requests were fulfilled. I mean, one of the details in the piece, you know, the Terps played in Louisville a few years ago. And you know, Louisville Stadium had this, you know, kind of private lounge for its donors. And Willard goes to Damon and says, hey, let's get that in College Park. Let's get that in Xfinity. And they did that. So, I mean, there were certainly times where Willard's complaints were valid over the money and the finances and what was and wasn't possible. But I think ultimately it was more so just a coach who kept asking for more and more and more. And the answer was yes most of the time. And I think that's what kind of pushed Evans out was, hey, I have this coach who's frankly annoying me. Just wants to get out of that relationship.
So if he keeps saying yes, though, and some of these things are fair, is there also a larger structural problem at Maryland for not being able to anticipate some of these things? The fact that Willard had to ask for some of these things where he should have just been able to have them already, because that's the standard that, you know, Maryland claims that they want to be as a top flight basketball program. And the reason I asked that question, Taylor, is because, is this the kind of stuff that Buzz Williams is going to run into as well? Or is this more specific to Willard and particular desires that are more personal to him?
Yeah, I think that remains to be seen with Buzz. I think to the structural part that you mentioned, I think the biggest thing here that, you know, Willard didn't have that a lot of his competitors did have is a GM, a general manager, that a lot of, you know, college football, college basketball teams have nowadays, where the general manager is the one who runs the NIL. He's negotiating the contracts. You know, once revenue sharing comes starting next year, they're going to be the ones handling that. And the coaches to really just focus on the football or focus on the basketball. Willard didn't have that at Maryland. They relied on, you know, volunteers, on donors who kind of stepped up and assumed those roles. So I think that, you know, speaking to the structural part, Maryland just plainly just lagged behind its competition in terms of, you know, the responsibility it put on its coaches, where Willard's having to outsource those duties to volunteers, while, you know, several other teams, even in the Big Ten, have full-time general managers on staff to handle those responsibilities.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
So is that, like, where does the buck stop with that stuff? Is that a universe? And also, I guess, you know, where does the buck stop is, I think, a general good question to ask about this story. When you look at some of those types of things that we've been talking about, or the fact that all this toxicity, Taylor, was allowed to fester and get into the public, is that, does that fall at the feet of Damon Evans? Is that personal responsibility for Willard? Or do you go even higher on the ladder and take a look at the university president and be like, hey, man, like, how'd you let this all go down on your watch?
Yeah, I mean, I think I would say all three. You know, obviously, in terms of the story getting out, the main people I talked to for the story were donors and boosters, people that were close with Willard and Damon Evans. So obviously some of that onus falls on them, but also Daryl Pines. I mean, Pines is the one who ran the search that led to Buzz Williams and Jim Smith. So, I mean, if you want to go as high as you can up to the top, certainly Daryl Pines bears some of the responsibility here.
So as we wrap up here with Taylor Lyons, sports reporter for the Baltimore Sun, he wrote the investigative piece going inside what happened with Damon Evans and Kevin Willard at Maryland. Very much worth your time in the Baltimore Sun yesterday is when the story came out. We talked about it. Now lucky enough to have Taylor on with us today. Like, where does Maryland go from here? Buzz is a very unique character in college basketball. He's kind of the ultimate plug and play. Just like he's a program in a box. You unpack him, he does his thing, and eventually he packs the box back up and he goes somewhere else. But you also have, as you reference at the end of the piece, you have a football program that has not won for the level that the coach is necessarily being paid at compared to, you know, if you look around the other people in his pay grade. You have now, you know, a bunch of former players who are trying to collect NIL money that they think they're due, and there's potential litigation there. Like, where does Maryland go from here, and what are the most pressing issues moving forward for the athletic department?
Yeah, there's certainly a lot going on. I think in the short term, like you mentioned, the NIL stuff with the former players, they got to figure that out. The thing you're referencing, Jacoby Gillespie, the former guard now at Tennessee, he's taking a collective that Maryland partners with, Blueprint, to mediation over money, NIL money that he claims he's owed. His camp told me that Blueprint stopped paying money after he transferred, even though it did not say in his contract that he would stop getting paid if he transferred. The collective says no, it did say that in his contract that he would stop getting paid if he transferred. So right now it's just that he said, she said. They're going to go to mediation this month to figure that out. But that's the short term. Long term, I think the biggest question Maryland has is they have to figure out if they want to be a football school or a basketball school. Maryland came out in a press release shortly after Willard left and said that we offered Kevin Willard a contract that would have given him one of the highest revenue sharing budgets and would have made him one of the highest paid coaches in the Big Ten. Now, with the you know, revenue sharing, with the kind of de facto salary cap we're going to have starting next year, that money has to come from somewhere, and it's going to be football. So if they have one of the best funded men's basketball rosters, they're going to have one of the lowest funded football rosters, and vice versa. And like I mentioned too, Loxley, you know, is one of the losingest coaches in the Big Ten over the last, you know, 5-6 years that he's been here, and he has a new boss too. So there's a lot to be, you know, remains to be seen over the next few years. I'm fascinated to see how the relationships unfold between Jim Smith, Mike Loxley, and Buzz Williams now.
Taylor Lyons, sports reporter on the Baltimore Sun. Taylor, this was a really great piece to read. Good work on all of this, and we look forward to reading what else you write over as we answer the questions you just laid out.
Yep, definitely. Thanks for having me on.
You got it. Taylor Lyons with us here on The Hoffman Show. When we get back, Anthony Haney, I just got a text from a good friend who is one of our frequent guests, and you almost caused him to crash out as he was listening. So we have to deal with some show business next, and then we'll get back to the Commanders with our pick six. Anthony is flabbergasted right now. Flabbergasted. We'll handle this next on the Team 980. But first, a look at what's trending.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.